Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And a great second hour lined up today. By the way, if you want to call us, ask us questions, 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. I'm actually disappointed I haven't heard from one of my favorite guests. He's Catcher Jim Graham. So, Catcher Jim, I expect to hear from you sometime this hour. In at 17 after the hour, fireworks display at Mount Rushmore contaminates drinking water of 3 million. Whoa, that's a big number. 3 million visitors. Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not segment will be on. And Gary will thrill us and educate us. It's my favorite segment because Gary does so much good at educating me. And so thank you, Gary, for doing that. I look forward to firework displays. Also, there's a couple more wonderful What's Toxic, What's Not segment items, which we'll get to in a few seconds. But also at the bottom of the hour, Aaron Parnell, the posture man, who will talk to us about both facial reposturing, why it's important for pain, and we'll also talk to him about posture in general. This is National Posture Month. First story I wanted to talk to was the story about we called it Well Beyond Wellness, A Reason to Not Live in Arizona. And I'm pausing because it's a tough subject to cover, if you will, because most of us wouldn't say, let's attack an area of the country, Arizona, and say, you really shouldn't live there. But the reason that this Arizona is a problem is, in fact, that they're the only state, the only one in the whole nation that did not renew their, I guess you'd call it their CHIPS program, their Children Infant Health Program. They're the only state, and they did it not because they have a problem with it now, but because what they expect to happen, that is, they expect that the federal government won't renew it, and the state would have to pay for it. Well, in fact, why don't you do it when the problem occurs, if it occurs, rather than saying we're not going to do it because there's a risk of the state doing it. This is denying all those kids who and families who really are dependent on the aid to get their immunizations, to get protected for life. It's more than just a protection for the immediate term. It's a real protection for life. And to say, no, we're not going to do it because this is a potential, I think is just wrong. I don't know how to say it any other way, that it's just wrong. So I wanted to get that in, even though it's not what you would call a thing that is a top story that we should cover. In the first hour, we of course covered the story about seniors who pump iron live 15 years on average longer, 15 years less disability. So pumping iron is a good thing. That's a larger data than we've ever had, and it's a larger database. John Kasich and Ted Cruz getting out means the U.S. will have its third 70-year-old president. Reagan and I think Bush were the first two. I'm pretty sure Reagan was, but I can't remember the other one that I'm having a problem with. The Automegas, omega-3 repairs the brain damage caused by high fructose corn syrup and fructose in general. And the other story, I don't think we got to this. This is an interesting story from New Zealand, where they looked at the difference between ocean views and Green Views on health. And what they found was that the ocean view was much more helpful at giving people a sense of health and a sense of purpose than was a view of, in fact, a forest or a green park. I think we'll have to wait for that being repeated before we really can come out and say, yeah, that's correct. But that was this study in New Zealand this week. So that is one of the key data points. The other study that we should have covered more last week, and I didn't, and so I want to cover it. This is the doctor's message to Asian Americans: watch out for diabetes, even if you're young and thin. That is, they looked at the genetics of diabetes, and they said that the genetics are such that Asians, especially Indians and Chinese, but those from all of that area of Asia, were at great risk of the of type 2 diabetes from a genetic predisposition. So when they eat bad food, meaning food with sugar, food with syrups added, food with simple carbohydrates, and get a little overweight, they're much more at risk of diabetes. And the quantitation of that is at a BMI of 27, which in America, for North Americans, doesn't in general increase your risk of aging very much. Well, and in fact, has a 1% incidence of type 2 diabetes with it. In the Chinese and Indian populations, it was 60% and 61% respectively have the genes that at those levels would cause type 2 diabetes. So this is a bigger issue, and hopefully people will recognize it as such, doctors will recognize it as such, and be aware of it. The other story that is really interesting is that climate change may mean more smoggy days to come. So whether climate change is caused by man-made items or just a natural history of the if you ebbs and flows of weather, some scientists debate. The vast majority come out and say that climate change is man-made, but it doesn't matter what the cause is. We're undergoing this period of climate change, and this climate change period that we're undergoing appears to be associated, and I'll say that a little stronger than appears, is associated with a increase in smogginess and particulates due to the warming and due to the warming of the humidity that warming causes and the trapping of particulates that appears to be happening. So that's the basic message is be very careful this climate change, and maybe you should choose your city based and where you live based on things that are healthier for you, and one of those is to avoid, if you will, those really smoggy cities that are smoggy now and that look like they're going to be more smoggy. Zika virus update: the two pro baseball teams have declined. The players essentially said, we aren't doing it. They declined playing baseball in Puerto Rico at the end of this month, and I'm not sure they chose a better site. They're going to play in Miami, and Miami by the end of the month may have the Zika carrying mosquitoes populating that area. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We look forward to serving you. Stay well.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution. Fact. All probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and only Natron cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, this is Shane from San Francisco. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also an instructor at the University of San Francisco. I teach pharmacology there. I've been taking probiotics for 12 years, and after extensive research, I discovered Natron probiotics. I started taking them, and after about 2 weeks, I noticed increased digestive health, increased energy, and I can't recommend the product highly enough.
Try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. Call 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. Natron.com. More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that lets you take control of your health so that you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. And this is my favorite segment of the show, Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. Gary Ginsberg's website is whatstoxic.com. And Gary, I always learn from you. So this week you've got some wonderful stories. And one of them, I almost want to go to this one first. So I'm going to go to it first. Oceania in crisis, large die of fish off the coast of Chile. Tell us about that, and what does it mean for us?
Okay, great. Yeah, because all the oceans are, of course, connected to each other as the water molecules around the globe all have many things in common. And one of them is stress from warmer temperatures and stress from human nutrient pollution. So there is it, Mike. The numbers of salmon, I mean, you know, tons and tons of salmon were washing up dead on the shores of Chilean beaches. So, of course, when you go to the beach, you know, if you see...
Hey, I like salmon. Does this mean no, I've got to really be very careful
about eating
salmon?
No, because don't eat the salmon or the sardines that are washing up or the beached whales that are washing up because they're affected by red tide. So what's killing them is either toxins from the red tide, which is a form of algal bloom, or it could just be
the red tide is a neurotoxin, right? A red tide is a toxin that gets to your nervous system.
It does. It contains a variety of toxins. We're not sure which ones were involved in killing these salmon, but up to 12% of the entire salmon catch in Chile was dead on the beaches in recent weeks. So this is a very lethal acute episode. The scientists, the oceanographers are saying it's related to the big El Nino, and we've had a very dramatic El Nino, as anyone here in the Northeast U.S. could attest to this past winter with no snow. They've had above average Pacific ocean temperatures, which will feed into these algal blooms. But what we can't deny are other human fingerprints on the health of the oceans, and that is larger nutrient, and you know, as we try to grow more food, as we try to feed more people, we're putting more fertilizer in the ground, and this is a good message for the springtime here in the United States, that the more fertilizer we use in our lawns, especially if it's the inorganic kind, most of that is not used by the grass, and it ends up in local water bodies here, Long Island Sound, out by you, perhaps Lake Erie, and contributing to the algal blooms that we have locally that kills our local fish populations. So as populations put more pressure on big water bodies through nutrient pollution, through climate change, through farming and, you know, fish farms, which are prevalent in Chile off of Patagonia, can also be putting excess nutrients out into the local environment and therefore also feeding into the algal problem, which just robs oxygen from the water column when they overgrow and puts these toxins into the water, which make it unsafe to swim, unsafe to eat the fish. They shut down all the whole fishing industry in Chile, and the fishermen are now having huge protests. Like, you know, the government is giving them a small stipend to keep them alive. But you can't, you know, the fishing interests have lost their jobs in Chile because, again, of all this, El Nino.
Will any of this get through in our food supply? How tight is the ban? And will they? If we got the neurotoxin, would it affect us?
Yeah, it could theoretically, and people do get paralytic shellfish poisoning and other kinds of seafood poisoning. You know, the people will still see Chilean sea bass on the market. It has to be tested for these neurotoxins, and I'm sure that FDA does test a percentage of it. But if you have any symptoms at all, after eating food of any kind, but especially fish, you should report those to your local poison control. They may tell you to go to the emergency room just to get checked out. But in general, our fish supply is tested and looked for these toxins.
And let's go to the next story.
If you're fishing in a local lake, and you see an algae bloom, you probably don't want to eat the fish from a lake, especially near the algal bloom if the fish may be contaminated, but because they could contain liver toxins or neurotoxins.
Gotcha. Let me go to a fireworks display at Mount Rushmore ruins the water quality for 3 million visitors. What's that about? That's horrible.
So we have known that the chemical perchlorate is in a variety of, fireworks, displays, as well as it's a rocket fuel. So military installations, places where munitions are manufactured or shot off for practice, can have groundwater problems. And we've known this for decades now with this chemical that attacks the thyroid, doesn't allow iodine to get taken up into the thyroid. It's called perchlorate if it's in your drinking water. And it's like being like on an iodine deficient diet. The thyroid struggles to make enough thyroid hormone. It may cause the thyroid to swell. It may cause you to be somewhat hypothyroid if you've got elevated levels of perchlorate in your water. At Mount Rushmore, they had major the word I was looking for before is pyrotechnic. They were having major pyrotechnic displays for about a decade. It stopped in 2011, but someone decided to test the water at Mount Rushmore Visitor Center, and sure enough, it was high in this chemical. And one of the problems with this chemical is that there's no maximum contaminant level from the US EPA. So water companies don't have to test. And if you are on your own private well and you're anywhere near either a military base or near a place where a lot of fireworks are shot off, your well may be at risk because this chemical is very water soluble. It can get through layers of soil and get down into groundwater. As was shown here, the fireworks displays at Mount Rushmore led to contamination that was five times what now we think might be a safe level of perchlorate in water. So that's pretty dramatic rise in perchlorate level. Another place where perchlorate is when they're blasting to blasting ledge to build new housing. You could end up contaminating groundwater from that. Blasting highways, blasting road to make highways, that could lead to perchlorate contamination as well of groundwater supplies. So if you're in your own private well, you should be testing for a variety of things, perchlorate at least once. And if you're on a public supply, we're hoping that EPA finally gets an MCL through on perchlorate relatively soon, so that now the public supplies will all be testing.
Wow. Okay. What about the fire retardants and the fire code in Boston? I heard they changed the codes.
Yeah, so this is a good thing. This is heading in the direction of what's less toxic, and that is that the City of Boston Fire Code has now been officially changed so that the rules, the fire retardant stringency is not as extreme, and you can make furniture and sell it in Boston that does not need a lot of flame retardants. Firefighters are happy about this. Across the country, the trend is less flame retardants. Cancer rates are high in firefighters. There are a variety of carcinogens they have to deal with when they're out there fighting a fire. But flame retardants is...
We're running out of time, Gary. It's Gary Ginsberg. What's Toxic.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Radio ND.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the passionate show that gives you the information so you can live at the top of your curve for very long. And we have a great guest for you now. Aaron Parnell, Parnell, wrote a book that I think is wonderful called The Reposturing Handbook. So go to Amazon.com, Reposturing Handbook, or you can get free exercises at his website, FacialReposturing.com. But Aaron, this is National Posture Month. Why should the government care about posture?
The government should care about posture because posture is the foundation for a life of pain-free living. It's also the foundation for a life of quality. You know, how you feel about yourself, how you look to other people, and what subliminal messages you give to people comes through your posture.
Yeah, and they're quite. I assume it's important in health, then.
Absolutely. There's so many things that are related to health, such as, you know, how your joint health, if you don't have full range of motion and in a balanced position for your body, then it makes your muscles have to do the work of weight bearing. So in an ideal and perfect world, I define great posture as when your body goes into its natural alignment effortlessly without thought. You don't have to think about it. So other than that, when many people think about good posture is when your bones line up so that they do most of the work of weight bearing. that leaves your muscles free to do the work of movement and making your life comfortable and all the other things you like to do, especially work.
Now, the key point here is to avoid pain and to get us in good posture. Are there any, and by the way, anyone can call, ask questions, 844-305-7800. This is open line, 844-305-7800, or you can send me email questions at udocs@gmail.com, and I know I've got a number of questions already. So this one is asked, let me get the question exactly, which is a question that Diane asked, and she said, why, I guess this is, when I'm looking at my computer and I've got a desktop, I don't feel neck pain, but some days when I'm looking at my iPhone all day, I suppose it's because I'm looking down. Is there anything I can do to get it so that I don't have the pain when using an iPhone, or any exercises I should do in advance?
So, first of all, in an ideal and perfect world, if you were to look at the top of the front of your rib cage and the top of your back, where that bump is in the back, these two points should be mostly level to each other. And when they are level, in an ideal and perfect world, the neck bone should stack up so that your weight of your head goes right through the column part of your neck bones. When you are at your computer, you're sitting upright, your rib cage is up and open, your shoulders are back, which allows your rib cage to be mostly level and your neck to be upright. You're looking straight across at your computer. However, when you lean your head over, the muscles of your neck have to work extra hard to prevent your head from falling. So it's not really holding it up, it's just not letting it fall, which is a lot more work, which leads to neck pain, it leads to compression, it leads to obstructed circulation to one of the main arteries that goes up to the middle of the brain. And so what you want to do is bring your iPhone higher to you. Bring your iPhone up to you. Don't look down to it. Bring it up to eye height. And whenever you can, if you have an iPhone, get the wristband version of your iPhone so you can bring your wrist up to you and use it as an accessory device instead of being completely reliant on your iPhone.
So key is to get it up. Now, let's say I've got the pain. I've looked down for a day. I'm in a car on a Saturday. I've looked down all day. And this is the question that she really is answering, is how do I get it so I don't have pain again? Is there something easy I can do, like an exercise, or should I be doing exercises in advance since I know I'm going to be looking down in the car?
So there are a couple of things that if you go on YouTube and look for vertical neck traction, it's an exercise, it's actually a stretch. You hold the sides of your head and squeeze and then lift up, like as though you were going to lift your own head just a little bit higher. What that does for you is take some of the compression out of your neck muscles and reduce some of the pain. The next thing you can do is make sure that you strengthen the muscles that pull and hold the shoulders back. And for that, there's an exercise where you, if you're sitting down at your chair, what you want to do is bring your arms up to the sides and point your thumbs backwards with your palms facing toward your head, and then squeeze your shoulders back. Now, when I have my clients at the Vitality Center in San Mateo, California, I ask them to do 100 of those today, 5 sets of 20, because over time, say 3 weeks' time, what happens is the muscles that do
that
job...
Go over that exercise. She just texted me, said, repeat
okay.
That exercise again.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Exercise number one, or stretch number one, is vertical neck traction. You can actually go online and look for it on YouTube. There's a version of it, I think it's for free on YouTube. And vertical neck traction has you hold your head from the sides of your head, just above the ears on the temples. Squeeze really hard, and then lift up as though you were going to extend the height of your neck, and breathe about 3 times. What that does for you is take some of the compression off the muscles that have been tightened by both muscle tightness and gravity. The second thing that you can do is what I call reach backs. You can do them standing or seated. What you're going to be doing is bringing your arms up to the sides with your elbows out to the sides, just past your shoulders. With your elbows at about the same height as your shoulders, you squeeze your arms back. Your palms are facing toward you, but your thumbs are facing backward. What's going to happen is you'll squeeze your arms, reaching back, and do a set of 20 of those. What that's going to do is increase the strength of the muscles that pull and hold the shoulders back. Now, let's say we've done 18, 19, 20 repetitions of that exercise. On the 20th one, leave your shoulders back. Let the arms come down from the side. You'll find that your shoulders will be stronger and more comfortable having themselves up and back. That will raise your rib cage, make the base of your neck level, which allows your neck bones to be more vertical and thus hold the weight of your head on the column of support that the bones are supposed to provide.
So it's basically an exercise. Now, are all those exercises, I should say, you've got free exercises on facial reposturing at facialreposturing.com. Are these on facialreposturing.com too?
All these are on Facial Reposturing. I've got some for sale, and I got one that's free that's on Facial Reposturing, and I think I had the reach back one, the one I just finished talking about, because that, if you only do one thing, strengthen the muscles that pull and hold the shoulders back, because that will at the same time make your chest more flexible and bring your rib cage up higher and make it level. So I opted to make it so that if you only do one thing, it's that. And I made sure that was free. The other one, the vertical neck
stretches,
are on free.
Thank you very much. We are talking to Aaron Parnell, author of The Reposturing Handbook on Amazon.com. His website, facialreposturing.com, where you can get these exercises. That one is free, and it's the most important one, as he said. We'll be right back after these important messages on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest, from technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. I just visited Dr. Aaron Parnell's P-A-R-N-E-L-L website, facialreposturing.com. There's a great, if you will, video on it right now, Aaron. And by the way, we've got a couple comments. One is about TMJ joint, so we'll ask that. And another one is from Muriel, who said Pilates cured her bad posture and has made her posture much better. Does Pilates do that, and why does it do it?
Pilates helps your all of your muscles get good tone. And one of the philosophies of Joe Pilates was about having core strength. And a part of the core muscles involve posture muscles as well. So in the way that that Pilates helps strengthen posture muscles, they're very consistent with the strengthening of your core muscles. The thing that Joe Pilates left off with is that you need core flexibility. And a lot of people overexercise their core muscles, especially leg lifts and crunches, different versions of sit-ups, in a way that strengthens the muscles that pull your body forward, but they don't restore the elasticity and flexibility to those muscles, nor do they also strengthen their back muscles from top to bottom so that the body goes back to its full upright position. So Pilates is great. It would be even better if they had included core flexibility workout.
Now, let's talk about you've talked about this a couple of exercises, and I don't know what you want to call them. The first one is called, what were the two that you called? The one where you did the, you lifted your head.
Vertical neck traction?
As if someone was lifting. Yeah. Vertical neck, and the one that was in the reach back, what's that called?
Yeah, that's called the reach back. I call it sitting or standing reach back, where you're squeezing your shoulder blades together, elbows the same height as your shoulders. You're squeezing them together to strengthen the muscles that pull and hold the shoulders back. The goal is to make it so that your arms rest behind your body's midline all the time, because the weight of the arms behind the midline is the force that uses gravity to help your body stay upright all the time. And you don't even have to think about posture because it'll just pull your body upright.
Now, let's go and talk about some other things. And while we're at it, let's talk about TMJ, joint pain. So is there a posturing exercise you do for that, or is that just a stress problem?
Actually, it's two things. You know, I was looking at the NIH study that was done for the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research, and, you know, although they acknowledge that there's a postural aspect to it and that it's definitely muscular, there aren't a lot of resources that have been developed so that people can restore the natural elasticity and flexibility to their musculature. So it's not just about stress and it's not just about the pain. You have to have flexibility in the core muscles of your face, which are the jaw muscles that are on the inside of the jaw and the outside of the jaw. By restoring flexibility to those muscles, they allow the head to respond to postural changes in your body. You know, if you're leaning forward, if you're leaning back, if you're upright, you want to make sure that you reduce the stress that you hold in these muscles so that your circulation can be better, your speech can be better, your digestion can be better, and the balance of your head, front to back and left to right, is also as optimal as possible. That's why it's so important to pay attention to the muscular aspect of temporomandibular joint issues. You know,
how far, here's a question that came in, and it was relating to computers again, and the person said, how far should my eyes be from my screen, and should the screen be on the same level of my eyes, higher or lower? What does it do for my posture?
Okay, it should be the other way around. In an ideal and perfect world, with your shoulders back, your chest up high, and your neck perpendicular, straight up and down, the weight of your head would rest on the top of your neck, and then you adjust your computer. You don't want to have to move down because with your head, or lean forward with your body, because that makes the muscles do the work of holding your head up all day long. But let your body be upright, then bring your computer to you. Now, in terms of how far they should be away from how far your computer should be away from your eyes, it has to do with your vision. So in an ideal and perfect world, if you can work without glasses, put your screen to the position that you will have to use the least amount of correction in your eyewear, because you want to let your eyes do the work of focusing. And if you need to change it from closer to you or farther away from you to make that adjustment, it's appropriate to do that. You want to let your eyes do as much work as possible, because if you stop using your eyes, you lose some of your vision, and you might not be able to get it back the longer that you do that.
And we should say this is all in the Reposturing Handbook, Reposturing Handbook by Aaron Parnell, Parnell. It's on Amazon, and believe it or not, Aaron, they say they're going quickly because they're only three left in stock, and they five-star rating on Amazon. So
that's as good a
rating as you get.
I am happy to be able to help.
Well, thank you for helping. Now, when you're walking, what should your posture be? Should you be leaning forward? So many of us have a curve in our back as we walk. That is, our shoulders are curved and not straight up and down. Should we do a modified part of this exercise that you called the grab back or the reach back do it?
The answer is yes.
Should we be doing as we walk or before we walk?
I would say before you walk, because you want to orient your body as upright as possible. Think about it like this. many of us have seen a construction site where there's a big giant tower crane is what they call it. There's a guy in the skybox at the top, and there's an arm that's bringing materials and equipment from the street side or from the back of a truck up to the different sites, different parts of the work site. In the back of the skybox and the tower crane is a big stack of counterweights. They're either concrete or metal or both, and what they do is help the tower crane stay upright. And that's why they don't fall typically. So if we have our shoulders,
we're going to have to break, Aaron. They're going to have to get the rest of this from your book called The Reposturing Handbook. Reposturing Handbook by Aaron Parnell, P-A-R-N-E-L-L. The website is facialreposturing.com.